With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The cathedral in Notre Dame in Paris is celebrating Christmas for the first time since 2019 in its restored sanctuary. This after a fire nearly destroyed the church. American tourist Lori Fleet says the experience was very moving.
It's absolutely beautiful. Once in a lifetime experience to just take part in this tonight was truly an experience. It's very moving.
Meanwhile, celebrations in Christ's birthplace in Bethlehem were muted because of the continuing wars in the Middle East. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump promises there will be more federal executions after Biden commuted many federal death sentences.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll vigorously pursue capital punishment. That's after President Joe Biden commuted the sentences of most people on federal death row, in part to stop Trump from pushing forward their executions. Trump criticized the decision to change the sentences of 37 of the 40 condemned people to life in prison without parole. Trump said that he'll direct the Department of Justice to pursue the death penalty as soon as he's inaugurated. Trump was vague on what specific actions he may take. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Congress was said to get a modest raise before voters weighed in. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
As Musk argued against the so-called continuing resolution in a stream of posts on X, he said lawmakers were set to receive a 40% salary increase if the bill passed. However, rank-and-file members of the House and Senate would have gotten at most a pay bump of $6,600, or 3.8% of their $174,000 annual salary, according to the Congressional Research Service. Nonetheless, that provision wasn't included in the bill that emerged and was signed into law after 2 days of debate on Capitol Hill. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A Christian realtor is in trouble.
Wilson Faber has been found guilty by the National Association of Realtors of violating its code of ethics by quoting from the Bible. Faber, a Virginia native, went on social media in 2015 to express his hope that the Supreme Court would not legalize gay marriage, explaining his position based on Scripture. Two other realtors dug up those comments and submitted them to the NAR in hopes of getting Faber expelled. He is considering a lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rules that Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. But Planned Parenthood says it still isn't able to resume providing abortions in Missouri because the judge has left in place licensure requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it cannot currently meet. Missouri is one of five states where voters approved abortion ballot measures on Election Day. This is SRN News. Famine continuing to spread across Sudan.
The hardest hit areas include two camps for internally displaced people in El Fasher, North Darfur, and two regions in South Kordofan State. The Famine Review Committee of the Integrated Food Phase Classification has identified another 17 areas at risk of famine. It was first confirmed at North Darfur's Zamzam camp in August. Sudanese authorities blame the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, RSF, for blocking aid, an allegation the RSF denies. The government has also been accused of disrupting the IPC's analysis process, which helps target aid to areas where it's most needed.
New research shows drinking coffee can lower the risk of certain cancers. The University of Utah School of Medicine research shows people who drank more than 4 cups of coffee a day compared with those who don't had a 17% lower odds of neck and head cancer. More details at SRNnews.com.